Back on the road in Oklahoma City as the Riverman meeting up with the first place Barons for the first time this year, as we talk to Riverman head coach Jared Bednar. And with your team back on the road for four straight now and taking on a good team like Oklahoma City tonight, you've got San Antonio tomorrow and then another good team in Houston on Sunday.
Yeah, there's no easy games in this conference. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, you have to be prepared to play every night, and tonight is a big challenge, and it's an exciting challenge for our group. I think whenever you're playing the first place team in the conference, you always want to, especially for the first matchup of the year, you want to see just what type of team you have and how your team's going to respond. So I'm looking forward to tonight's game, and I know our players are as well.
I know a lot of fans have been looking forward to the debut today of Evgeny Grachev for your team. Your team has a lot of offensive firepower, but maybe some of the smaller guys, he's got some size and some skill that your team doesn't have.
Yeah, he's certainly a welcome addition. I mean, you look at all the things he can provide for you. He can play 4-on-4, he can kill penalties, he can play the power play, he's a good net front guy, good half wall guy, he skates well, he's got all the tools, and he's had a good start to the year and earned a spot up in St. Louis up to this point. So now with his injury last week, I mean, it's just time to get him some games and some time and get him handling the puck and playing in game situations. So hopefully it's beneficial to us and himself.
Talk about the idea to pair him up with Phil McRae tonight.
Well, I mean, with Jay Baraball out, he's been the right winger for Phil McRae for most of the season. Phil's out to a great start, as is Jay Baraball. And when we lose a guy like Jay Baraball, we've been bumping Phil up to play with Cracknell or moving him around to play with Cracknell and Chichu and getting those three guys playing together, and they've had some success. But in order to have the depth that we want and be a four-line team, it just makes sense to put another skilled player with Phil, and hopefully they can continue on where Jay and Phil have left off.
You talk about the depth with Hensig and Sterling on one line. You've got Chichu and Cracknell on another line, and now with Grachev and McRae. That's three lines that you can assume or at least expect some production from scoring.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I feel like we're getting some great secondary scoring from our fourth line as well. So, I mean, we expect all of our teams to create scoring chances. Obviously, some lines have a better chance of finishing their opportunities. But if we're a four-line team and we're rolling and going over the boards, especially when you're on the road, it makes it tough for opposing teams' coaches to match up any one line. If they do and they're able to shut down one line, you want the other three lines to pick up the slack, and that's exactly what we're looking for here in the next three games.
Oklahoma City's been stingy defensively. You'll take another start, I'm assuming, today like you got on Sunday with those three early goals against Rockford?
Absolutely. I think our starts have been strong as of late. I mean, we ran into some troubles early in the year coming out a little bit flat. We tried to rectify that. I think our guys have answered the bell from the drop of the puck, and then maintaining that game through the 60 minutes no matter what happens is a key for us. And if you're going to beat the first place team in the conference, it's going to take a strong game at both ends of the rink. And our defensive commitment is getting better. It was certainly good against the Milwaukee Admirals. And we just had some trouble up front scoring. Hopefully this depth up front helps us in that regard, and we continue on improving in the defensive side of the game.
Sure, you'll take another performance like that from Ben Bishop that he had on Sunday, but probably not 47 shots or 49 shots against.
I'd love to see the same performance with about 25 shots against here tonight.
And you also the penalty kill as well. Again, it's kind of a similar story. You don't want to see nine of them, but killing 8 of 9 is not bad.
Yeah, I mean, the penalty kill has been a real staple of our club for the past, you know, last year and this year. I think they've done a really good job. We got a lot of familiar faces on that penalty kill. Adding another forward to be able to roll six forwards on the penalty kill tonight, adding Grachev, is really going to help. I mean, he's going to see some ice in all sorts of situations, and it's good for his growth and development. It should be good for our team as well.
You've watched the video. Why is Oklahoma City so good?
Well, they got some big bodies that skate well. They move the puck quickly, and they're an experienced veteran group. As far as we can tell, they've been getting some solid goaltending, so we got to make sure we're getting a lot of pucks in traffic to them, getting some bodies, big bodies like Grach and Crax and Chichu, get those guys in front of the net when we're shooting, and get secondary guys coming to the net to track down some rebounds and get some second-chance opportunities. But when you put the whole package together, they're obviously a disciplined team in their structure, and we're going to have to be the same way.
All right, Riverman head coach Jared Bednar, we appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Riverman taking on the Barons, who have the best goals against average in the entire American Hockey League. Starting lineups are next from the Cox Convention Center on CD Country 107.9, presented by Paradise Hotel Casino.